We Free the Stars by Hafsa Faisal, read by Ojan Genç and Lara Sawala.
Two Azra, sometimes friend, sometimes foe, sometimes ferocious. Forever, my sister. Honor before heart, said the girl. Delicacy fosters death, said the lion. Destruction follows darkness, said the boy. Power begets pain, said the king. And they were all horribly right. Act 1. Dark as a hollow grave.
Chapter 1. Darkness surged in his veins. It exhaled wisps from his fingers and feathered his every glance. And when he thought too hard, too fast, it bled up his arms in streams of black. Fear becomes you. The high sun drew Nasir Gamek's shadow across the planks of Jinan's ship as he slid, for what felt to be the thousandth time since they'd left Shar. The crate's lid back in place. A steady pulse thrummed against his fingers, emanating from the four hearts resting inside. Hearts that once belonged to Arawiya's founding sisters of old, sourcing the kingdom's magic from the five caliphate's royal minarets, amplifiers that rationed morsels of magic to the masses. And until the organs were restored, magic was as good as gone, as it had been for the past 90 years. Yet magic continued to exist in him, a fact he couldn't keep to himself because of the shadows ghosting his presence.
The fifth heart isn't going to materialize the harder you look. Neither is he, for that matter, Kiefer said,
lithely climbing down the crow's nest. The cuff on her upper arm glinted, the engraved crossed spears a reminder of who she once was. One of the nine elite who guarded Pelusia's Khalifa. With a pang, Nasir realized he was waiting for a certain golden-haired general's response to her lightning-quick words. Something silly or clever, followed by an endearing one of nine. The silence that echoed was as loud and unsettling as the barren sea's crashing waves. Nasir made his way to Jinan. The gash across his leg, courtesy of an ifrit on the island of Shar, forced him to limp about the ship.
We've been at sea for 2 days. What's taking so long?
The Zaramese girl squinted at him from the helm. Unruly dark curls slipped from the folds of her checkered turban, the cloth casting her brown eyes in a reddish glow.
Anka is the fastest ship there is, Your Highness.
Not that there are any other ships, kid,
Kiefer pointed out. Nasir tucked the crate with the heart safely into a nook near her as Jinan frowned.
I'm not a kid. Anka means phoenix. You know, like the immortal bird made of fire, named after my favorite star. My father...
No one cares,
Nasir said, gripping the rough wood as the ship rocked. Jinan gave an exaggerated sigh.
How much longer?
5 days,
she pronounced, but her pride deflated at Nasir's withering stare.
What? His Highness's ship took 6 days at most? Forgive me for not having the Sultan's might at my back.
My ship, he said slowly, took less than 2 days to reach Shar. Even with the Dundun we defeated along the way.
Jinan whistled.
I'm going to need to take a look at those ship plans when we get to the fancy palace then. What's the rush?
Irritation flared beneath his skin, and a streak of black unfurled from his fingertips. Jinan stared. Kiefer pretended not to notice, which only irritated him further.
Did you go to school?
Jinan's eyes narrowed.
What does that have to do with anything?
Then you would know how dire it is when